Good morning, St. Bruno.
Good morning.
In case you may miss it, there's a pancake breakfast at 8 o'clock. There's signs all over the place, but just in case you missed it. I have not preached here in a while, so in case you don't remember me, my name is Deacon Gabe Saavedra. In today's gospel, we heard that Jesus was invited to dinner with a group of Pharisees and legal scholars on the Sabbath day. And this group of men were keeping their eyes on Jesus because Jesus did crazy things. He cured people on the Sabbath, you know, and the Sabbath was to be a day of rest, and he's doing work by curing somebody. So they were keeping an eye on him to make sure he didn't do anything crazy. To give you some background, the Pharisees, their group, were more interested in making laws and regulations around the law of Moses than they were about learning about the divine nature of God. So Jesus saw that, and then he saw them jockeying in position for position around the table. Now, the table wasn't like what you understand or what we see from with the Last Supper and a long table, and they were all sitting there. It wasn't like that. They usually sat near the floor at a round table, but in most cases, it was kind of a U-shaped table. And the person who was the head or the host sat at the middle of this U-shaped table. And at the ends were the servants. And they were the ones who the host would tell, go get more olive oil or go get more wine or go get more bread, and they would run off and get it and bring it back and serve everybody, and they'd be serving around this U-shaped table. So if you were not in a good position, you would be sitting near the servants. But if you were in a better position, you'd be sitting near the host. And Jesus saw that. And he said, don't do that. Because everyone who exalts himself will be humbled. But the one who humbles himself will be exalted. Now these guys are all trying to sit around next to the seat of honor. And it, because it showed everybody else how important they were, or they're rubbing shoulders with the rich guy, or the most important guy in their community, and they wanted to be close to that. And I say to myself, how does that relate to us today? One, we don't sit on the floor, have dinner, we don't sit at U-shaped tables, but we do jockey for position. We always want to be rubbing shoulders with people that we admire. That's the way humanity is. We're broken people. And when we sit next to these people, you know, there's places of importance, we show how smart we are, or how knowledgeable we are, or how well connected we are, or what a charmed life we lead. And you probably ask yourself, well, you know, I don't really do that. I don't do that. But I would ask you, check your social media. See what you post. When I'm not really on social media, my wife shows me on her phone. But when I see it, you know, I see people in, you know, on their vacations, and, you know, they're all these wonderful things that they're doing in places and who they're with, and, you know, it's all just beautiful. They're showing everybody what they're doing. And we all do that. And Jesus is saying, there's nothing wrong with doing, being special or being smart or important, but don't flaunt it. Don't make it your God. Make God, our Father, your God. We have a lot of ways in this world to let everybody know how important and special we are. We have Snapchat and Twitter and Facebook and all the other things. But Jesus is trying to tell people how to be like God the Father, how to give away. Jesus gave away his life for our sins. He's telling them, don't do be prideful. Don't be arrogant. Give yourself away. When we let pride into our life, we become self-focused. We become more interested in us than others. We're more interested in accumulating in our consumer-centered society. Our garage sometimes isn't big enough to hold our stuff, so we go get a container, or we go get a rental storage, and we have our stuff all over. Jesus saw the pride and positioning of the Pharisees, and he tells them how to fix it. He tells them, when you hold a lunch or a dinner, don't invite your friends, your neighbors, your family, your wealthy people around you. Rather, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind. Blessed indeed will you be because of their inability to repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous. Now the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind, they were the outcasts of society. Jesus is telling this influential group, don't look at the wealthy, look at the outcast. Share yourself with them. And humbly give what you have to them because they need it and they cannot repay you. And you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous. So that's what Jesus is telling the Pharisees. Those pride, arrogant Pharisees. What is he telling us? What is he telling us in our lives? In our consumer-driven society. He would probably tell us the same thing. Look at what you have, your time, your treasure, your talent, and share it with those who don't have, those who cannot pay you back. Again, showing us to be like God the Father. Jesus taught the same message in the Beatitudes. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth, because the meek aren't worried about the stuff. They're more concerned about God flowing through their life. And they're not filled with pride and position. And they will enjoy the heavenly rewards of Jesus in his triumphal return. But what about the proud? What about them? They will be humbled before God. Jesus challenged the Pharisees, and he's challenging us today. Ask Jesus to make you aware of where you are proud and arrogant, where you're more interested in going on Amazon and looking for something that you can buy and it gives you comfort quickly and delivered quickly. And go on the internet instead and look to see where you can help and serve others with your time, your treasure, and your talent. And yes, the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind, the outcasts of that society, who are the outcasts of our society? The homeless, the immigrant, the addicted, and those people who are not the outcasts of our own families. Brothers and sisters, that's where we need to go. And blessed will you be because of their inability to repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous. God bless you.